You know, Shaykh Awwal Hazrat Masih ul Ummat Rahmahullah used to say, when you come to the majlis, you can come for many, many different kind of niyat. For example, you coming, I'll get sawab. Okay, you will get sawab. You coming, my ma'lumat will increase, my knowledge will increase. Okay, your knowledge.
Last week we explained how in our madaris the day should be passed and how we should manage our time on a daily basis. Then on a weekly basis, we find that our kabir and our aslaf, they kept madrasa the whole week from Saturday, Yawm al-Sabt, until Yawm al-Khamis, Thursday. Friday, Jummah was always a day that was given off. And this is to highlight the day of Jummah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, Yawm khalaq al-samawati wal-arb, at that time already Allah had honored and decreed Jum'ah to be Sayyidul Ayyam, the king of all the 7 days of the week, the best day of the week. In one hadith it comes that Jum'ah is a Eid which is more greater than the other two Eids also. So Jum'ah is a day that has to be honored very, very greatly. With regard to inspiring people to respect and honor the day of Jum'ah, which is also a sign of the iman of a person. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says that min sha'airillah, and of the shi'ar of Allah Ta'ala, one is the day of Jum'ah, that it is such a great and honorable day. So we find that our ulama, Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, as perhaps many of you will still know about Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, what honor and maqbooliyat Allah had given him in the ummat, like that before him was Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He was of India, Meerut, and he taught towards the end in Dhabil, and then he made hijrat and went to Medina Sharif and stayed and passed away in Medina Sharif. For a few points about Hazrat Maulana, that he was never ever late for any sabak of his. Always 5 minutes before time he used to be present for his sabak. So that was a great lesson, and many of his students who turned out to be great ulama themselves, they learned this practical lesson from the ustad, and they were always very punctual of time. This is also one great aspect of Islah, to be punctual of time, not to be late, in fact to be before. Another thing about Hazrat Maulana, that he's buried in Jannatul Baqi, and according to the tradition there, and this limited space, they bury in the same qabr many times over again. But 2-3 times they opened his qabr and found his body to be 100% intact. Not only his body, but even his kafan, just like it was now they buried him, like that it was. His son, Maulana Aftab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, used to say that, I think the reason why Allah had given my father this great honor, he had great, great virtues and qualities, but he had great respect for Quran Sharif and the Hafiz of Quran. That even if a small boy was a Hafiz, he wouldn't stretch his leg towards that boy. That boy has got Quran in his heart and I can't stretch my legs towards him. So by respect of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has given this great honor. Anyway, one person whose name was Abdul Wahhab, he was Badat. He was in Weenan in KwaZulu-Natal. He's the brother-in-law of Bhai Padia Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. They are both married to 2 sisters. So he told me this himself personally, that when he went to Medina Sharif, so Maulana Badri Alam Sahib told him that whenever you get time, come and see me individually. I want to speak to you something privately, individually. So he went. Then he told him, see, you people in South Africa, you people celebrate, you people on Jummah, you must have dar chawal. Dal and rice. And the children thing is a sunnat of Friday. With so much of punctuality, dal and rice is cooked on Friday that somebody thinks is a sunnat of Friday. So he says, well, if you really want your dal and rice, have it whichever day of the week. But Friday, cook the best food of the week. Every person likes good food. So the day you're going to get good food, you're going to look forward to that day. Then he told him, your children, your people normally in South Africa, give them the proper weekly bath on a Saturday night, Sunday morning. And put on the best clothes for them for Sunday. He said, give them the weekly proper full bath, proper, on a Thursday night or Friday morning. And let them wear their best clothes within the limits of Sharia on Friday. Everyone likes nice clothes also. The day you're going to wear your best clothes, you look forward to that day. Then he told him that if you are giving your children pocket money, spending money, then give them something extra on Friday. And if you are not giving them, give them something on Friday. Everyone likes money also. And the day you're going to get money, you look forward to that day. So in a very beautiful, subtle way, he highlighted the day of Jumu'ah. Similarly, there was one person in a town here in western province, Porchestrong. And this person, I heard about him, and we went for supper on a Friday. It happened to be we were in Porchestrong, and I went to visit him. Now he has passed away. And I asked him, I heard this about you, if you can relate it to me personally. He told me personally then, in the days of apartheid, he and a white man, Afrikaner man, went for business to the Far East, wherever, China, Hong Kong, to the Far East. Then they were invited on a Sunday afternoon for a bright place, a barbecue. So he told him, we are invited, let us go. So the white man said, I'm sorry, I cannot go. It's my Sunday, it's my church day, my day of my Bible, I'm going to be praying my Bible. In the evening, they were invited for dinner, supper again. So the Muslim man told him again, we are invited, let's go. So he said, I'm sorry, I cannot go. It's my Sunday, my church day, and I'll be praying my Bible. The Muslim man said, if a person who is a Christian, whose religion has been cancelled, even if they did not change it, but it's cancelled. And on top of that, they changed their religion also. But if he can be so pardoned and strong, and he's on suffer, he's away from home, and there's no church there, he's going to sit in the hotel room, but he's going to be praying his Bible, then me as a Muslim, and they haven't got the right day. Sunday is not the big day of the week. But yet he honors that day so much. When we got the right day, I'm a Muslim, and I can't honor Juma. When he came back, he had a very big business, cash and carry, appliances cash and carry. But he shouldn't open on a Friday. I met him on a Friday morning, he was at home. And when you are free like that, you can read all your Surah Tahaf, your Durood Sharif, all your Ibadat of Friday you can do. So in this way, our elders also always honored the day of Friday. So Friday is a day to be honored. And the madrasa, our elders built the madrasa for Taaleem. But on a Friday, they locked the doors. Because the other ibadat of Friday cannot be combined with the ibadat of ilm. That ibadat is separate. This is a great ibadat. If you have proper 6 hour sabaks on a Friday, or you just your little hit and run, you have 2 hours or something, but then you can't do justice to the honor of the day of Friday. So always our elders have kept Friday as a day of chutti or holiday, and not just chutti and holiday for making guna or just passing our time, but for the great ibadat of the day of Friday. So this is how our elders kept our Islamic week. That Friday, no sabaks. That it is a holiday, and the ibadat of Friday must be observed on this day. So, and also, I was in the UK, and there is Mufti Aslam Sahib. I think his name is Mufti Aslam. And he made the janazah of Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He said that the Muftis gave a fatwa that not to teach on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. This is the Shabbuh bil Kuffar. And many madrasas, unfortunately, because we don't realize, we don't study, we don't understand the importance of our system. No madrasa on Friday, Saturday, on Saturday, Sunday, and they want it officially off also. So this is the Shabbuh bil Kuffar. And our studies in not only entail, to give you an extreme broad example, and there are many such people, it's not only an example, it's a reality, who have got great knowledge of me. But they got suit and tie, no topi, casual wear, jeans and t-shirts, but they have studied and they studied like that. But according to our orientation, we won't regard that as ilm. We won't even want to regard that person as an alim. So it isn't only to have the knowledge, but to have that mizaj and system also. That is also very, very important. And in our education system, to understand this, to have a chutti on a Friday, also one very important thing. When Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was inspired with the work of Tabligh, and as it was carrying on, Allah had inspired him that there must be one night for ibadat, to come to the what we call Shab Guzari today. But this is, Shab Guzari is a misnomer. It doesn't convey the correct meaning of what Shab Guzari is supposed to be. Shab Guzari means to pass the night. Yeah, it's not Shab Guzari. This night was supposed to be Shab Bedari, to stay awake during this night. The whole week you made effort on the makhluk to draw them to Allah. On this night, take from the treasures of Allah and give the makhluk. So it's not a night to sleep, it's a night to stay awake. Even half an hour, 1 hour, whatever you can do. But this was actually Shab Bedari, not Shab Guzari. But it has come famously to be known just like Tabligh Jamaat. There is also a misnomer. Tabligh means to make Tabligh. Tabligh is to non-Muslims. This year is Tazkir Jamaat, who reminds the Muslims of what their duties are. Muslims are reminded you can't invite the invited, but you can remind the invited that remember there is a da'wat on. But you can't give him a new da'wat. He's already got the da'wat. He has accepted the da'wat. But remind him, you don't forget the da'wat. So these things have happened. In many things there are these words that have come about. Anyway, so Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali made mashura with his friends, close people, shura people, that which night must we choose for Shab Guzari, Shab Bedari, which night must we choose? That was the time when the British were ruling India, and they had declared Sunday to be a public holiday, and many people were government workers also. Shops are closed on a Sunday, shopkeepers, etc., factories, offices are closed on a Sunday. So most of the people gave their opinion, we must keep Saturday night for Shab Guzari. So that it gets late at night, you stay awake at night, Sunday you are free, you can sleep 2 hours extra, 3 hours extra, you can sleep on Sunday. Maulana heard everyone's opinion, and then he declared that it's true, for practical reasons, Shab Guzari will be more suitable on a Saturday night. But our object is Shab Bedari, and to be taken from the treasures of Allah. And what you get on a Thursday night, the night between Thursday and Friday, you won't get that on a Saturday night. So since then, almost in all the countries of the world, wherever there is tabligh work, Shab Guzari is on a Thursday night. Few places there are exceptions, but normally it's on a Thursday night. So from that also, this Juma day can be understood, the night of Juma. So all that, if a student has to make Shab Bedari, how is he going to now go for sabaks, etc.? He can take off, and he can make his cover up a little sleep, take all the other ibadat of Juma. So therefore, our system, and this is important, not just to acquire knowledge and still Western system, Monday to Friday sabak, Saturday, Sunday off. And that remains in a student, when that ilm hasn't, the inside of the ilm hasn't come in his inside. The outside of the ilm came to his outside. But the inside of the ilm did not come to his inside. We are a nation which Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, لَحْنَ قَوْمُنَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. And if we see, وَإِنْ نَتْلُبُ الْعِزَّةِ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ أَضَلَّنَا اللَّهُ. So our honor is in the system of Islam, not only the knowledge of Islam. The whole system of Islam must come into us. Therefore, we have this in the madrasa, and we wish the students to understand this and ingrain. And when you leave the madrasa, wherever you go, you also try and establish such a system. We studied in Dioban, it was this system. And when we came back, was a South African, a Christian system, a Western system. But Allah gave tawfiq We managed to maintain that system, and here we have it in the madrasa, and this is for your sake. That you can build this Islamic system. We have to become Muslims. We don't have to become ulama only, but we have to become Muslim and the Islamic system. And this is a great jihad of our time, because people can't accept it. We had one student here in the very early days. It was Christmas Day, 25th December. And he was still a HIF student. He became alim also afterwards, mashallah. And when he went to class, he said, you must read Quran on Christmas Day. You have to read Quran on 25th December. It was like an impossible thing. Because what was the system? Christmas Day, go for a picnic. Pack up all your picnic baskets and you spend the whole day for a picnic. How can you read Quran on a Christmas Day? But today, mashallah, his condition has completely changed. And he's a very strong, mashallah, Muslim, da'i, and stands for Islam very, very strongly, very firmly. So this has to come into us. Many students, as we have discussed about Urdu language also, they actually wanted to fight with us that what is this Urdu language you kept here? But afterwards, today the amount of du'as they give us, they just can't stop giving du'as. So the system is also important. Not only the knowledge, but the system. So therefore, in our madrasa, we tried our best. And alhamdulillah, by Allah's fazl, the support of the asatiza, the support of the students, we have got the system that Jummah is a holiday. And Saturday, Sunday, we have sabaks also. So may Allah and let us understand this and bring the proper Islamic system into us.